We believe actually this figure could be the tip of the iceberg from training our staff up and down the country and people with learning disabilities, physical disabilities, families and carers. From what they're telling us, it is quite shocking. And hopefully, through the training that we're giving, what they're doing is recognising the hate crimes and hate incidents that they might not have recognised before, so therefore they've not reported. So we actually feel that the figures could be quite higher. What we're finding is some quite harrowing stories that we're listening to as well as we're going around and speaking to staff, the families, and the people with disabilities as well. We've heard stories where parents are suffering panic attacks. We've heard stories where the people with disabilities are afraid to go out into the local community, so in effect, they've just been maintained within the home. Some people will only go out at night because they're afraid during daylight hours they're being targeted for bullying and harassment. What we're also hearing as well, what we've got to remember with the hate crime and incident for people with disabilities, what's been shocking to us as well is that some people are also targeting family members, and we've got instances where actually, like their brother or sisters as well, have been threatened. So I think what we've got to remember around the disability as well, it's not just affecting the individual with disabilities, but it can affect whole families. And, you know, we've had instances as well where families are having to move away, not only out of the family home, but also they've been moving into different areas as well.